Roberts fastballed on outside. Ball one. Lyman has three home runs and 18 runs batted in. He stands very deep in the batter's box. Now Roberts kicks and delivers. Here's a fastball in close under the chin. 2-0 on the leadoff hitter. Mankowski in a little bit close at third base. They've got Wagner at shortstop tonight. Fuentes at second and Thompson at first in the Tiger infield. Roberts into the windup. He pitches and Bostock fouls it away out of play. Back at third. In the outfield for the Tigers, Kemp in left, LaFleur and center and Ogilvy in right. Mays a catcher and Roberts on the mound. The Twins have won their last four. They've won seven out of their last eight and 16 of their last 21 games. They have been a hot ball club. Now Roberts into action again. The pitch. Bostock swings a chopper, hit on the ground, foul. Down past the first base coach, Tony Oliva. Heisel will bat next, and then he'll be followed by Rod Carew. Against the Eastern clubs, Minnesota has won seven and dropped two. And in their own division, the West, they've won 12 and lost eight. Here's the pitch. Bostock takes a ball high, the breaking pitch. Full count on him. Leading it off for the Minnesota Twins. Now Roberts ready again. Here it comes. He swings at a bounding ball to the left. The base hit inside the bag. Fielded by Kemp. He may try for two. Kemp up with the ball. There goes Bostock to second. The throw is high and gets away from Fuentes, but he's backed up by Thompson. Holding it second is the batter, Bostock. It'll be a double for Lyman Bostock. A sharp grounder between Mankowski and the bag at third. The Twins open up for the two-bagger, and now Heisel will be up to the plate with an even 300 batting mark. He has eight home runs and 27 runs batted in. He's the number one long ball hitter on this club. Outfield is straight up on him. Right-hand batter at the plate against the left-hander Dave Roberts. Man on second for the Twins. First man at bat reaches second base. Here's a pitch. Swing and a foul to the screen. Strike one. Tigers play tomorrow night in Milwaukee. Dave Rosma and Bill Travers will be the pitchers and Rule in court in the Friday game. Saturday, Arroyo gets the starting assignment against Haas, and Sunday it'll be Sykes and Roberts against Slayton and Augustine. Roberts' next pitch is low and away, 1-1. That means that this upcoming series will see Arroyo get his first starting assignment of the year. Now Roberts is ready, delivers a ball in tight under the chin, 2-1, the count on Heisel, with a man on second and nobody down in the opening inning. Bright blue skies, lots of daylight left, the lights are on, however, and not as much of a breeze as we've had over the last several days. Now Roberts sets, looks to second, he pitches, here's a ball outside, low and away with a fastball, 3-1, the count on Larry Heisel. Rod Carew waits on deck. May gives him the sign. The set by Roberts. The pitch swung on. There's a fly ball lifted to right. Ogilvy going back near the wall. He's there. Makes a catch. Here's the tag by Bostock. He heads to third. He'll make it with ease. Heisel flies to right. Bostock tags at second and takes third. Carew will be the next man to bat for the Twins with the man at third and one away. Rod up there among the leaders. He's hitting .353 for the season. Alvin Woods of Toronto is leading the league in the American League. Hitting .393. The league leader in the National League is Parker Pittsburgh, batting .427. Carew swings and fouls it away to the screen. Now the Tiger infielders are back with the exception of Mankowski. He's inside the bag at third. Tigers have won two and lost three on this homestay. They've lost their last two games. They won 10 and lost 16. Now, last year at this pace, they were 13 and 13. Roberts sets, he pitches. Carew bunts at the ball and misses. There's no throw from May. Bluff Bostock back to third base. Mankowski looking over the Tiger dugout. They're still keeping him in despite the strike two count on Carew. One out, a man on third. At first inning, no score. Carew waiting. Here it comes. He takes the ball, though. Good stop by May. He had to dig that one out of the dirt to the glove side. Seventh start for Roberts in his second against Minnesota. He's 0-1 against them this year and 2-3 lifetime. They beat him out in Minnesota 7-3. The pitch is low and in tight. A fastball. 2-2 on Carew. Last time out, Roberts came back and beat the Brewers 5-2 here at Tiger Stadium. Prior to that, he'd had a three-game losing streak. Now the left-hander sets again. Carew waits. The pitch is a strike. He got him. That's a big out for Roberts. He sneaked one over on Rod Carew. And there are two down now with Dan Ford coming to the bat. Still at third is the leadoff man, Bostock. Ford with a batting mark of 212. He has one home run, 11 runs batted in. All the infielders are deep. Dan's a right-hand batter. Roberts checking out his sign with catcher Milt May. Delivers a low one, ball one. It's birthday greetings today to the Tiger Hall of Famer, Charlie Gehringer. 19 years at second base for the Tigers. He hit 321 and became known as the mechanical man. He was so steady out there. Here's the pitch. It's a ball in close, 2-0. It's also a birthday to one of our favorites, Paul and mine, the late Ty Tyson. Now the count of the batter, Danny Ford, with a man at third and two down. Roberts pitches. Ford swings. A chopper hit foul over toward the seats. About the best night we've had, Paul, for baseball.
Certainly the best night here, I think.
Oakland beat Boston today, in case you missed that score earlier, 3-1 on three home runs. Milwaukee leading Cleveland at the end of one over there in Cleveland, 1-0. All the other American League games start later. Here's a fastball. He checked his swing, or did he? Yep, he checked it in time. It's ruled a ball. Haller checking with his cohort, Kunkel at first base, and says, no, Ford did not go across. It'll be a 3-1 count on him. Batter waiting on Dave Roberts. First inning, no score. Set by David. And the left-handed pitches. Here's a strike. He got the outside corner. Breaking ball. Kusick is waiting on deck for the Twins. Now Ford steps away from the plate and then gets some dirt on his hands. Atlanta and Pittsburgh are tied 1-1 in the third inning at Pittsburgh. Roberts sets, delivers. Here's a chopper hit back toward the mound. It's ruled a foul ball to him on the foot. In case you missed the earlier announcement, Ted Turner, the owner of the Atlanta Braves, has temporarily demoted Dave Bristol, his manager, and taken over the managerial reins in Atlanta. Bristol has been appointed a temporary sort of a scout to go down to the minor leagues and see what the Braves have down there. Mr. Turner is going to manage the ball club now and see if he can pull them out of their tailspin. They've lost 16 in a row. And tonight, we assume that he's managing at Pittsburgh. Now, Ford waits on a 3-2 delivery. Swing and a bounding ball to short. Wagner has the hard hopper, throw to first. He got him, and the Tigers pull out of trouble. No runs, one hit, no errors, a man left. And at the end of a half inning, it is Minnesota nothing, Detroit coming to bat.
When Bob McDaniel goes to work at a cat cracker at the Marathon Refinery in Robinson, Illinois, he doesn't work alone. He gets together with Eldon Cooper, Keith Mason, and Werner Ferguson, and together they go about the business of turning heavy oils into gasoline and fuel oil. Bob McDaniel could work alone, but the job wouldn't get done as well or at all without the help of Eldon, Keith, and Werner, because each of them brings something special to the job. They get together to do it better. A company is like its people, because it is people. When Marathon found oil, our oil people got together with some pipeline people, who got together with some refining people, who got together with some service station people, so we could do it better.
We got together.
We got together to do it better.
Talking about Ted Turner, the owner of the Braves taking over as manager. Boston Braves, in their old days when they were hard up for money, Judge Fuchs owned the ball club, and he took over as manager one time. That was when the Braves were always a seller ball club. And there was a story that he was seated on the bench managing the club, and the judge didn't know much about baseball, and one of the coaches said, let's try the squeeze play. And the judge said, no, we can't do that. We got to win the game fair and square. No cheating. I think Mr. Turner knows a little bit more about baseball than that. But it'll be a very interesting situation to see what the flamboyant Mr. Turner does. I presume that he will not put on a uniform, although that's a presumption. We don't know. There have been fellows that manage in civilian clothes.
According to what I understand, is that he is going to be wearing a uniform.
Oh, is he?
Yeah. I don't know that that is a rule, is it?
No, you can wear civilian clothes. Connie Mack did it.
Yeah.
Bert Schott did it, but you're not allowed to go out on the field. Like Mr. Mack used to call the umpire over to talk to him.
Or Roy would go out on
right.
the field, yeah.
And Schotten would send out Sukforth or somebody. Well, we're ready to go now. Ron LaFleur up, no score. Last half of the first inning, and Zahn delivers a fastball high. This is Jeff Zahn, the left-hander, a cast-off from the National League, a former University of Michigan pitcher, and he's got a great record this year, 5-0. This is his seventh start. And LaFleur takes a forkball over for a strike. Jeff throws a curve, a sinking fastball, and a forkball, and he says that he'll change up. With a straight changeup. That is no trick pitch. He just changes. There's a changeup hit to third base. Gloved by the third Sacatero. Throw to first to Carew, and LaFleur is out. Ron went up there batting 250. And now the next man to bat will be Fuentes. Talking with Jeff Zahn before the ball game. He was born in Baltimore, but he grew up in Toledo. And then went to the University of Michigan. He was drafted several times, but the draft didn't take until he accepted the draft of the Los Angeles Dodgers. In fact, the Tigers at one time had drafted him. So had the Boston Red Sox. And one or two other clubs. But he wanted to finish college and pitch for the University of Michigan. There's a fastball outside. Fuentes is a batting right-handed. He's a .337 hitter right now. And Zahn delivers. Here's a bounding ball to third. It is just fouled outside the bag. Zahn's college coach, Moby Benedict, is in attendance tonight. In fact, they had dinner last night after the ballgame was over, those two. Now, Fuentes may have broken his bat. I believe that's what's happened. Tim Lennon bringing him a new one. Jeff Zahn was telling us that when he lived in Toledo, he used to listen to the Cleveland Indians and to the Tigers. He sort of divided his allegiance.
A lot of Toledans do the same.
Yeah, right. Here's the 2-1 delivery now coming up to Tito. And he swings with a chopper hit up the middle. There goes Randall deep at second. Throw to first. Not in time. He has a base hit. That was a very high hopper. Randall did the very best he could on it. He got deep at second base to his right, grabbed it on that high hop, but he couldn't get enough steam on the throw to beat Tito. And Fuentes has the Tigers' first hit. That'll bring up a man battling the slump, Rusty Staub. Rusty hitting 208 with 12 RBIs and four home runs. You can hear the bird chirping from the corner of the dugout over there on the third base side, Mark Fidrich. Zahn delivers, here's a ball in too close. Incidentally, Fidrich pitched a simulated game today around 4:30, 5 o'clock. He worked for 20 minutes, threw 92 pitches, and the Tiger brass are very happy with what they saw of Mark. Here's a strike called on Rusty, 1-1. Ralph Houck says he's going to resist the temptation, though, to start him too early. He's going to wait until he's exactly 100% before he gets him in there. He'll work him first in the exhibition game at Cincinnati in relief, and then make up his mind when he will start. Here's a ball outside on stop. Ralph told me that he definitely, when he pitches for the Tigers in a regular game, it will be as a starter. He won't fool around with the relief, except for that exhibition game in Cincinnati. No score, first inning, Staub at the plate, and the 2-1 pitch coming up from Jeff Zahn, Z-A-H-N. He delivers. It's a slow curve over but low, 3-1. Glenn Borgman doing the catching tonight for Minnesota. Gene Mock says he just wants to give his youngster Weiniger a rest. Get Borgman in there.
No percentages played there because Weiniger's a switch hitter.
Right, makes no difference. Tito's got a pretty good lead. Here's a set, they throw over there, and Tito back in time. Carew not directly on the bag. He had to move to the bag too. Cleveland leads Milwaukee 3-1 at the end of two. Now Zahn to the set position again. The left-hander kicks and deals, and there's a chopper hit toward third base, rolling slowly, picked up by Terrell, and he's got to throw it second after Tito went past the bag, but he's back safely. Everybody's safe. It'll be an infield hit for Rusty Staub. That one slithered off the end of the bat, and Terrell couldn't let it roll. It was hit a little too hard for that, I guess, and he caught it just about at the bag, but he had no play anywhere. Then when Tito rounded second, he thought he might pick him off. He threw to second base, but Fuentes got back safely. So Zahn is in first inning trouble now. Roberts got in first inning trouble with a man at third for the Twins and only one man out, but he got out of it. He got out by fanning Carew on a call third strike and then getting Ford to bounce out to win the inning. Now the Tigers have Fuentes at second base and Rusty Staub at first and one away. Ogilvy at the plate. Then hitting 268, the outfield around toward right slightly on him. Left-hander against the left-hander. And the pitch is a fastball in close. Ben has a slight cold that has just started. He's giving that a battle. Standing deep with his feet close together, the Tigers trying to get ahead here. They are in a 0-0 tie with the Twins. Zahn ready, pitches. Here's a foul fly. It'll be out of play in the seats, back at third. 1-1, they count on Ogilvy. Montreal leads the Dodgers 1-0 in the third. San Francisco and the Phillies are 1-1 in the third. San Diego leading the Mets in the first game in the ninth inning, 4-2. Atlanta, Pittsburgh 1-1 in the third. The other two not underway yet in the National. Ogilvy takes a strike. That was a fastball across. 1-2, the count on Ben. Kemp waiting on deck. Fuentes at second base. Staub at first base. One man down, first inning. Jeff Zahn set to go again. Holds it at the belt. He delivers. And Ben fouls it away, I believe. He checked his swing. It hit something, either the shin guard or the bat. Scoreboard stays a one ball and two strikes. We'll go along with that unless it's corrected by Mr. Haller. Now, Zahn around. He stepped off the slab. Now gets back up to get his sign. Here's the left-hander ready to go again. And there's a turn and a throw to second. Fuentes is back. Zahn did most of his big league pitching with the Dodgers. The Dodgers traded him to Chicago in the 75 season. And he was released by the Cubs. And this year was talking to Jerry Terrell, who suggested he get in touch with Don McMahon, the pitching coach. He did. McMahon told Mock about him, and they signed him. And he is now 5-0. Quite a pickup for the Twins. He's ready. He sets, he pitches. Here's a fly ball at the right field. May drop in. Ford coming hard. Can't get it. It's a base hit. Fuentes coming around third. Headed home. The throw to the plate. Not in time. Oakley goes to second on. The third goes Staub. And the Tigers have a 1-0 lead on the RBI hit by Ben Oakley. It's a single for Ben. And he takes second on the throw. Picks up an RBI. Man on second and the man on third. One run in. The Tigers have a 1-0 lead over Minnesota. And Steve Kemp coming to bat. We've got Gene Mock, the manager, coming out now. He has nobody in the bullpen. This is probably just a little confab about something. So a single by Fuentes, a single by Staub, a single by Ogilvy, getting the Tiger run home. And then Ben went on to second base on the throw to the plate into Borgman. Well, the conference didn't take too long, and Kemp is about ready to take his cuts. Steve hitting .256. This is his 25th game. Four home runs and 13 runs batted in. They're not going to bring the infield in. They're up a step or so, but no more than that. Here's the pitch to Steve, and he takes a strike. That was a good one, right above the knees. Pittsburgh leads Atlanta 2-1 now there in the fourth inning. Parker hit a home run. That's his sixth. He's the league's leading hitter. The major league's leading hitter also. Wind up by Zahn. He pitches. Here's a cut and a miss. He fooled him. Zahn's a slender left-hander. 30 years old. Now looks going to get his sign from Borgman. 1-0 Tigers ahead in the first. Here's a pitch. Swing and a chopper hit foul over toward the first base coach's box. Well, Fuentes keeps hitting. He had a single his first trip here, 1-for-1 in this game, and he's connected in 12 of the last 14 games and gone 20 for the 51 trips. Ogilvy has now hit safely in 9 of his last 10. Now the windup of the pitch. It's a fastball in too close and also low. 1-2, the count on Kemp. Staub at third. Oakley at second base. He can get a pretty good size lead. The left-hander delivers. There's a ball. Oh, he checked his swing. That pitch fooled Steve, but he held off enough. And the count is 2-2 on him. Two balls, two strikes. The count on Kemp digging in. 1-0 Tigers. Outfield not playing him to pull the ball very much. Here's the pitch. He swings as a bounding ball it towards first base. Carew comes home with it. The throw is not in time, and Staub beats it. On to third goes Ogilvy. Safe at first is Kemp. Carew had to go wide on a high hopper between first and second. He threw home. Staub did not slide. It was close at the plate, but he got in safely.
I don't know how he got over the legs of Borgman, but Borgman had one leg out in front of the plate there, obstructing Rusty, but he stepped over it, I guess, somehow or another.
Didn't seem to be any dispute about the play. They're not protesting the call by umpire Halla. And that will be scored as a single.
Well,
that is the fourth straight single for the Tigers. And an RBI for Mr. Kemp. And here's Jason Thompson at the plate. The Tigers have a 2-0 margin now. Thompson hitting 267. Takes a strike. Okay, fastball inner high. Jason has 17 runs batted in and 5 home runs. He is still the leader in the RBI department. He and Ogle are tied for home runs. Here's a foul out of play. That one back to the on-deck circle. Strike two, the count on Thompson.
I think I'd have called that a fielder's choice, Ernie.
Yeah, I agree with you. The play could have been made at first base, I think, if they'd wanted to go that way. Strike two, the count on Thompson. Two men on, one man down. Zahn delivers. Jason, it's a bouncing ball back to second. Randall has it. The flip to the shortstop, Smalley, in time there, but the double play is not in time as Jason beat the throw to Carew, and the run crosses the plate. Ogilvy coming in to score. That's 3-0 Tigers. It'll be an RBI on the force out at second. The ball not hit really hard enough to get two.
Tigers have gotten three runs and have only hit, they have only hit one ball out of the infield.
And that was Ogilvy's, and it wasn't any sharp report at all. It was just sort of a little soft fly ball that dropped in. But they'll take them any way they can get them. Three runs, the Tigers lead it. Here's Milt May, batting 288. Left-hander batter looks at a strike, a fastball from the left-hander, Zahn. Two out and Thompson at first base. Set by Jeff, he pitches. There's a bounding ball to first base, gloved by Carew. He'll make the play unassisted at first. May is out on the side, retired. But the Tigers get three in the first. Three runs on four hits. Well, there were no errors and one man left on base. And at the end of one, Detroit 3, Minnesota nothing.
You're at bat in the Labatt's baseball trivia game. Here's the pitch. As a pitcher, he led the American League in percentage and ERA in 1916. And wound up in the Hall of Fame, even though he was credited with only 94 wins during his entire Major League career. Who was he? You've got some time to think about it, so why not have a cool, refreshing Labatt's beer? Give up? It's all-time great Babe Ruth. Great baseball calls for great beer. Labatt. Call for Labatt, brewed in Canada since 1828. Distributed by Labatt Importers Incorporated, Buffalo, New York.
Labatt's Blue is available in selected markets throughout Michigan. Hello, Mark Avery, inviting you to join me for the Great American Road Show in the afternoon music hall between 3 and 6, Going Home Entertainment from the Goodwill Station.
Station identification. This is the Detroit Tiger Baseball Network.
From Lou Gehrig to Mark Fitridge, Radio 76 has been part of it all. That's sports information you've come to expect from the Goodwill Station, WJR Detroit.
Tigers lead of 3-0. The Twins coming to bat in their second inning, and Craig Kusick, the big right-hand batter, will be leading it off. He's the designated hitter for Gene Mock's team. Kusick hitting 255, has a couple of home runs. He's knocked in 7 runs. Second inning about to get underway. Roberts staked to a 3-run margin by his Tiger teammates. Goes to work now on the big burly right-hand batting Kusick, who swings and misses. Strike one. It'll be Randall and then Smalley to follow. Here's a strike called. Well, the Tigers have two left-hand throwing outfielders, Fred Smith super Tiger fan who works here in the Tiger organization. And Bill Brown looked up the left-hand throwing outfielders in Tiger history. Might interest you a little bit later on as we go along. There's a ball outside. Here's the motion now by Roberts, and the pitch is a ball low. Well, some of the latest of the left-hand throwers that play the outfield here, Artie James, Rich Reese, Lenny Green, Tito Francona, Jim Small, Charlie Maxwell, Ned Harris. As a fly ball into the right field, slicing, maybe troubled. It is a foul ball. Ooh, that was close. If you want to go back to the 40s, among the left-hand throwing outfielders, Rip Radcliffe, Liz Funk, Honey Manouche, Chick Shorten, Hugh High, and then going way back, Hugh High goes back to 1914, Matty McIntyre, back in the 1904 to 1910 era, and Sam Crawford, the Hall of Famer, and Louis Lapine in 1902. You folks may remember Louis Lapine. And then there were some that didn't play many games. We won't get into that. Norman Cash was one of those. Here's a cut and a foul off the mid of May. Babe Herman was another one played here. I forgot the Babe played for the Tigers. Whitey Herzog, Johnny Hoff. Tigers really haven't had many left-hand throwing outfielders over that long span. Now the 2-2 delivery is high to Kusick. He's got a full count. We've got a final now from the National League. San Diego beats the Mets 6-3. That's the first of a doubleheader. Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a breaking ball. That's the second strikeout for Roberts. And Bob Randall will be the batter. In that Met game, Spillner is the winner. And Seaver is the loser. Seaver is the 4-2 now. Wingfield had a home run. Here's Bobby Randall, the right-handed batting infielder, and the pitch is outside from Roberts. Ball one on Randall. Randall hitting at a 200 clip. Roberts checking his sign with Milt May. And the pitch is a fastball wide, 2-0. At Pittsburgh-Atlanta game, 2-1. Now the Pirates lead in the fifth inning. The Pirates have won 10 in a row. The Braves have lost 16 in a row. And the pitch. Strike called. 2-1, the count on Bob Randall. Outfielder right on him. Roberts delivers. It's a bounding high chopper hit to short, bobbled by Wagner. He can't pick it up and make the play. And safe at first is Randall. We've had a lot of those high hoppers tonight, and in fact, all during this homestand. That was a ball that Wagner had to charge from fairly deep shortstop and couldn't get his glove on it. He got his glove on it, couldn't hold it. And an error will be charged to Mark.
Mark pretty much had to get it on that high hop, or he would not have had a shot at Randall at first base, and they've labeled an error.
Here's Smalley at the plate. Switch batter batting right-handed. He's hitting 204 for the season. Swing, a line shot to right. He just punched that ball to right field. Ogilvy takes it on the skip and rifles it back into the diamond to Fuentes, and now the Twins are kicking up their heels a little bit. They've got two men on and one man down. The Tigers lead them 3-0 in the second. It'll be Jerry Terrell, the third baseman, another right-hand batter stepping in. Terrell batting 243. The Tigers have put their infield in double play depth. Smalley demonstrated there you don't have to hit the ball very hard to get your base hits. He just sort of punched the ball to right on a sharp line drive, moved his teammate Randall into second. Roberts sets and delivers. Here's a fastball low. Ball one. Well, the hit by Smalley is the second off Roberts. Then And the Twins have a second-inning threat going against Mr. Roberts and the Tigers. 3-0, Tigers lead them. Chopper hit toward third. Mankowski has it. He'll go to first with it. In time to Thompson, the runners move up. Ball not hit hard enough for Mankowski to stay back and tank the bag at third. He had to come in to field it. And they'd had only one shot at the batter, Terrell. That was to first base. Glenn Borgman, the catcher, a right-hand batter, stepping up. First appearance for Glenn in this two-game series. He's hitting .217 in 9 games. One home run and 2 runs batted in for Borgman, B-O-R-G-M-A-N-N. Swing, fly ball, back at second into short right center field. Fuentes going back. Here they come, and there's going to be trouble. Ogilvie dives and can't get it. A little mix-up among the three of them, and 2 runs score. Fuentes went back. LaFleur was coming in rather slowly, and I think Ogilvie figured it was between those two, and then at the last moment he made a dive and almost came up with the ball, but he got his glove on it and couldn't hang on. It'll be a double. And the Twins got a couple of runs.
Oh, my. And after you, Alphonse Gaston act out there in right center field, that hurts. That's the third out of the inning with any kind of decent play. But it winds up a two-run double for Glenn Borgman.
Well, everybody thought the other guy was going to get it. Here's Bostock up now. And he swings as a fly lifted to left. Kemp is there waiting. And he has it for the out on the side retired. But there's been damage. 2 runs on 2 hits, 1 error, 1 man left. That at the end of an inning and a half, Detroit 3, the Twins 2. Well, here's a little quick quiz for you. Major league pitcher, he was born in 1921. He pitched his first game at the age of 21. He played 21 years in the major leagues. He won exactly 21 games in each of 7 different seasons. And the number on his uniform was 21. Mr. Majority. Who was that pitcher?
1921, you say.
Right.
So he got an organized ball in the majors in 42.
Cogitate a little bit on that, Mr. Carey. We'll let the folks out there.
And he spent 21 years in the majors?
Right. Mankowski batting now. The Tigers lead 3-2 in the second inning. Bill Mankowski batting .381. Takes a left-hand curve from Jeff Zahn. It's ball one. Outfield is almost straight up on Phillip. Zahn delivers. Here's a bounding ball wide at first. Carew has this one. He'll make the play unassisted. One up and one away. I'm open for candidates when the time comes.
Well, you're talking about a relief pitcher, obviously. You say 21 victories in each league? That's what he had?
No, for 7 different seasons, he won 21 games in each one of those 7 seasons.
Oh.
Here's Wagner at the plate now. Mark Wagner, the shortstop, batting .190. And he looks at a slow curve over for a strike. Well, you got a figure pitcher who was pretty good. He won 21 games 7 different times. Here's the windup and the pitch. Swung on a bounding ball back toward short. With the left goes Smalley. Has it. Throw to first. He got him. 2 up and 2 down in the Tigers' second. Top of the batting order, Ron LaFleur coming up. LaFleur bounced to third, his only time at bat. Tigers got 3 in the first. The Twins came back with 2 in the second. Tigers scored on singles by Fuentes, Staub, Ogilvie, Kemp, and a force out by Thompson. Twins got 2 on the 2-out double by Borgman. Here's a strike call. Fuentes waits on deck. LaFleur, the batter, against Jeff Zahn, the Minnesota left-hander. Jeff winds and pitches. Bounding ball to short. Smalley has it go right through his legs. Into left field. There goes LaFleur to second. The ball picked up by Heisel and tipped into the second baseman Randall, but not in time. Now we'll wait for the score on that one. LaFleur had turned and stopped at first base. Then Heisel was a little slow picking up that ball. and getting it into the second baseman, Randall, and Ron made it to second safely. So there are two errors on the play. An error charged to Smalley, the shortstop. An error charged to the left fielder, Heisel. And here's Tito Fuentes at the plate. Little bobble by Heisel, then he was late getting it in. After it went right through the legs of Smalley. There's a fastball outside. Well, the shortstops will tell you their toughest play is that ball hit directly to them. They don't get the alignment on it the way they do some of the others. And they look very easy, but they go through the legs fairly often. 3-2, Tigers lead, second inning. Fuentes batting right-handed, waiting on the left-hander. And the pitch. Swung on a chopper, hit the deep short. Smalley gloves it, can't make the play, and everybody's safe. He backhanded it on the short hop, but even had he caught it, I don't think he had a play at first base. And Lepore takes third. It'll be a single. Well, we've seen a lot of scratch hits. Tigers have had their share, and then the big hit for the Twins, that double, was of the scratch variety. It fell in among the three Tigers, Fuentes, Lepore, and Ogilvy. Here's Rusty Staub up with two men on and two men out. I'd say each of these pitchers so far deserve a better fate than they've had. Rusty had a single in the first inning, an infield hit. Man on first, man on third. Don sets and pitches. There's a fly ball into the left field. Coming hard is Heisel, and he dives and can't get it. And the score comes Lepore. On to third goes Fuentes. He is out at third. As the throw came into the third baseman, Terrell, the tag put on Fuentes for the out. But the run, I believe, scored. It was in before they made the out at third base. And the put out went 7-6-5. The left fielder to the shortstop to the third baseman for out number three on Fuentes. Now the Tigers get a couple of hits. They get one run. There were two errors and one man left on base. That at the end of two, Detroit 4, Minnesota 2. Larry Heisel lead off against Dave Roberts in the third. The Tigers ahead 4-2. This one is sort of a crazy game already, and we've only had two innings. A lot of fly balls dropping in, a lot of infield hits on each side. And there's a fastball outside. Well, Paul Carey's come up with the answer to our little quiz question. Oh, we wonder if you have. The answer is Warren Spahn, the great National League left-hand pitcher. Here's the windup now by Dave, and the pitch is swung on and fouled on the screen. Heisel with a 1-1 count on him. Cleveland leads Milwaukee 3-1. They're in the sixth inning over there across the lake. Chicago and Texas about to start, and this afternoon Oakland beat Boston 3-1. Other games are late starters in the American League. There's a fastball in too close. 2-1, the count on Larry Heisel. He spreads out at the plate. Roberts checks his sign with Milt May. There's a cut and a miss on a fastball. 2-2. Pretty good pitching when you can win 21 games in seven different seasons. Mr. Spahn, a member of baseball's Hall of Fame. Here's the 2-2 delivery. Here's a bombing ball hit wide at first. Thompson gloves it, drops it, throw to first is late, and safe at first base is Heisel. And that will be an error charge to Jason Thompson. Oh, each team now has committed two bobbles. Carew will be the batter. Rodney struck out in the first inning against Dave Roberts. Montreal leads the Dodgers 1-0 in the fifth inning. The Giants ahead of the Phillies 3-2 there in the fifth. San Diego beat the Mets in the first game 6-3. Pittsburgh leads the Braves at the end of 5-2-1. Roberts is ready. He pitches, and Carew swings and misses on a fastball. Mankowski to the inner grass at third base. Thompson trying to keep the runner Heisel close over there. Heisel's got a fair-sized lead. Here's a swing, and he missed it. Pitching Carew down around the knees at two strikes. Tigers have won one and lost three so far this year against Minnesota. Carew takes a fastball low from Dave Roberts, 1-2. Dan Ford waits to be on deck circle. Dave Roberts has his own TV show now here in Detroit. Now the left-hander goes to the set position. Runner goes. The ball is in too close. May starts to throw and drops it, so it'll be a stolen base for Larry Heisel. Had a good jump on Milt. I don't think he could have had him anyway. As he reached back to throw, he dropped the ball.
That's Heisel's eighth of the year.
Carew may have hurt himself. He may have pulled a muscle or something trying to get away from that pitch. I'm not sure. He's come to the on-deck circle, and he's talking with Dan Ford. I don't think this is a strategy talk. I think he hurt himself a little bit, but he's walking back in now. Well, they're motioning to the trainer, Dick Martin, that he's okay. Tony Oliva came in to inquire also. 2-2, the count on Carew. Man on second base and nobody down. The Tigers lead 4-2 in the third inning. One of the most relaxed-looking batters, Rod Carew. He swings and fouls this one away. Hits the facing of the third deck and down below. Beginning to get a little cooler now here at the ballpark. Tigers hit the road tomorrow. They'll be back on the 24th and 25th against California. Then the other expansion club, other than Toronto, comes in. Seattle on the 27th, 28th, and 29th. Danny Meyer and company. Roberts has slowed his pitching pace at this the point of the game. Taking his time, he sets, and the pitches, there's another foul. This one will drift back a third of the seats into the lower deck, and a gentleman from Livonia caught that one. Carew, I think Paul's hurting a little bit. He's wandering around there and sort of talking to himself. Stepping very gingerly around the home plate area. Bill Haller's given him a little time to get himself settled. 2-2 the count on him. Tigers lead 4-2 in the third inning. Roberts ready, delivers. Carew swings, fly ball into the left field. Going back is Kemp, still going. At the wall, makes a catch. Is the tag now by the runner Heisel, starts the third. The throw comes into Wagner, and he runs it into the diamond. Good running catch by Kemp. Probably the best catch we've seen him make.
That was a tough catch because the ball was carrying away from him all the time, and he had the wall behind him and the wall in front of him to contend with, and the line, a lot of factors involved.
One out, still a man at second base, and the batter will be Danny Ford. Dan has bounced to short his only trip. Next batter for the Twins will be Kusick. They're in the heavy part of their batting order now. The cleanup batter's up at the moment, Mr. Ford. Roberts delivers. There's a swing and a miss. He took a hard cut at that one.
Well, you remember it was up in Minnesota when Rod Carew and Dave Roberts met somewhere other than on the mound and at the plate.
Right. Sort of in between those
right.
Two.
A little pushing and shoving going on.
Ball in too close. 1-1 the count on Ford. checks out his sign with his catcher, Milt May. And delivers. There's a bounding ball wide at first. Picked up by Thompson. Throw to Roberts. Covering, and he missed the bag. On to third safely. Goes Heisel. Safe at first is Ford. Thompson had to field the ball very wide of the bag. Roberts got over, but he took the throw from Jason and couldn't put his foot on the bag as he crossed over. It'll be an error charged to the pitcher, Roberts. That puts runners at first and third with one down, and it'll bring up Kusick, who struck out in the second inning.
Oh, Dave is really perturbed with himself. He did the old reach for, looked like a Fred Astaire out there, tap dancing, looking for first base.
That's the third Tiger error and the fifth in the game. Tigers are going to play their infield at double play depth. They hope to get that ground ball up the middle, short of second, preferably. Kusick looks at a fastball wide, a ball one. Chicago's jumped ahead of Texas in their game, 1-0 at the end of one down there in Texas. Twins have three hits. Bostic a double, double by Borkman, and the single by Smalley. High foul. It'll be out of play upstairs. 1-1. Kusick digging in again. Here it comes. He takes a strike. Inside corner fastball. 1-2. The count on Craig. Roberts checks out his sign. A 1-2 pitch coming. Here it is. It's high. 2-2. Ford on first. Heisel is at third base. One man down. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him on a low outside delivery. Two down. Let's pause briefly for station identification. This is the Detroit Tiger Baseball Network.
Warren Pierce knows your city and your interests. Evenings from 7 to 10. It's the kind of caring you've come to expect from Radio 76 WJR Detroit.
Stepping in for the Twins. The Tigers lead them in the third inning, 4-2. The Twins have two men on, first and third. And there are two out here at Tiger Stadium this evening. Final game of the homestand for the Tigers. Randall hits a bounding ball toward short. To the left goes Wagner, grabs it, throws to Fuentes. They get the force out. They're at second on Ford, and the side retired. No runs on no hits. There were two errors and two runners are left. We've moved to the last half of the third at Tiger Stadium. Detroit 4, Minnesota 2. Oakley will lead it off for the Tigers. They've got a lead over the Twins, 4-2, going to the last half of the third inning. Ben had a single and drove in the first Tiger run in the first inning. Tigers have had six hits. All of them have been singles. Four in the first inning and two in the second up. Jeff Zahn. Jeff pitches. Ben takes a high one. Ball one. Standing deep, feet close together. Oakley waits on a 1-0 delivery. Here it comes. He takes the ball low. It was the breaking pitch, maybe the fork ball that Zahn uses quite often. Jeff goes into motion, pitches again. There's a swing and a miss by Ogilvy. Two balls, one strike. Tigers trying to get an even break in this series. They lost the opener of the two-game set last night. Swing, a long, high fly, deep right, Ford going back and looking up, and this one is out of here. A home run for Ogilvy, his sixth. It's in the upper deck in right field, about halfway up into the upper deck. And here comes Banana Ben, rounding third and headed home with another home run. And that will send a free case of Superior Potato Chips to the Fresh Air Society. Remember, Superior potato chips contain no additives or preservatives. Superior potato chips are a completely natural food. Two for two for Oakley, the second one a home run smash. He takes the leadership in home runs now. Among the Tigers, that's number six for him. Three straight Tigers have two hits apiece for Whitty, Staub, and Ogilvy. Here's Kemp. He has one for one. Don delivers, and Steve takes the ball inside. That's the fourth home run allowed this year by Jeff Zahn. Tigers lead it 5-2. Swing and a miss on a low one. 1-1, the count on Kemp. Cleveland now leads Milwaukee 3-2. They're in the seventh in Cleveland. Indians beat him a doubleheader yesterday. Now Zahn checks out his sign with Glenn Borgman, his catcher. Still not ready to deliver. Here's the windup by Jeff and the pitch. In too tight. Sets that fastball right in the side to drive him back. Two balls, one strike. The count on Steve. Steve gets a lot of pitches in that spot. That fastball in tight on him. Zahn ready. Kicks and deals. Here's a strike. A breaking ball. Got the inside corner. 2-2. Houston leads the Cubs at the end of one inning down in Houston, 2-0. That's the first report on that game. Kemp swings and chops a foul down the first base side. He was jammed and got the ball on the handle of the bat. Tigers have scored in each of the first three innings. Three runs in the first, one in the second, one in the third. Twins got a pair of runs in the second. It's like a hitter's game here at the start. Steve waiting on a 2-2 delivery. Zahn's not quite set yet. Looking for the sign still. Now the windup and the pitch. Swing, fly ball, left field. Not deep. Heisel has camped under it. He's waiting. It's in his glove for the out. One away. It's Jason Thompson who hit into a force to get a run in the first inning. Zahn has not walked anybody, and he's not struck out anybody. And that's the first outfield fly that's been caught by a Minnesota player. Everything else has been on the ground. Got that sinker he throws, and that's what happened. Here's the windup and the pitch to Jason. It's a wide one, ball one. Field deep to right on Thompson, the infield back and around to the right. Jason takes the ball low. Out of the batter's box, he gets back in there. Tigers lead in this one 5-2 in the third inning. Strike, that one fooled him, broke across. Let's see what he'll get on a 2-1 delivery. It's a swing and a miss on a fastball. 2-2, the count on Thompson. Matt Bidrich continues to talk throughout the game when the Tigers at bat. Just a constant chatter from the corner of the dugout. Here's a pitch. Swing, a line shot, base hit left field. Thompson is on with a single. That's his first hit. And it is number eight for the Tigers. Seven singles and a home run. Here's Milt May, who ended the first inning with a bounce out to first baseman Carew. That second game in New York is started. San Diego and the Mets are 0-0. The San Diego Padres won the first game from New York. May swings with a bounding ball at the second. Randall over to Smalley. One relay to Carew. It's a double play. And that's all for the Tigers. They get one run on two hits, no errors, and nobody left. At the end of three, Detroit 5, the Twins 2.
Yoo-hoo, it's Norman, the Detroit newsboy. Anybody home?
Out here. I'm cleaning the garage.
Oh, hi, Mr. Bovey. I see you're cleaning the garage.
Norman, you got a mind like a...
steel trap?
Lint trap.
Yes, sir. Anyway, I've got a swell idea on how to get rid of all this stuff in the garage.
Oh,
here.
Yeah?
Detroit News Real Cheap Classified.
Uh-huh. And what might those be?
Well, they're want ads, and they're real cheap. Yes, sir. There's a $20 plan that gives you two lines for 14 days for the price of only 5 days.
Well, gee, that's real cheap.
Yes,
yeah.
Sir. And we've also got a $15 plan and a $10 one, too, each of which also represents significant savings.
Well, hey, kid, thanks for the tip, maybe.
Excuse me, Mr. Bovey, but you aren't throwing out that neat gorilla suit, are you?
Well, that thing, yeah.
Gee, I've always wanted a, do you suppose I could try it on?
Go right ahead.
Gee, thanks, Mr. Bovey, I'll just... Uh-oh, it's stuck.
Oh, guess you'll have to wear it.
What'll I say to my customers?
Just tell them your duck suit's in the cleaners.
My duck suit's in the cleaners. Yeah, okay.
Detroit News Real Cheap Classifieds. Call 977-7500. It's a way to sell almost anything for next to nothing.
Warren Pierce here, inviting you to put yourself in my place on the Goodwill Station evenings from 7 to 10. Get involved in our extravaganza on WJR.
Tigers in the lead. They got three in the first, one in the second, one in the third. Minnesota picked up two in the second. Tigers have 5 runs, 8 hits, and 3 errors. The Twins, 2 runs, 3 hits, and 2 errors. A little booing, a young man who left the bleachers to go to pick up a home run ball in the grandstand, I think now is being escorted out of the ballpark. And that is the fan reaction. Smalley will lead it off for the Twins in the fourth inning. Let's tune in on Paul Carey.
All right, Ernie, thank you very much. And while the Twins go to bat against Dave Roberts, Dave Johnson begins the throw down in the Minnesota bullpen. Tigers in front 5-2 here in the top of the fourth inning. Pitch to Smalley, swung on, a little looper towards center field. The floor coming on, makes the catch. A little short fly ball off the bat of Roy Smalley. One pitch, one out in the fourth inning. We'll bring up Jerry Terrell, who wears number one for Minnesota. Terrell, a utility man, a jack of all trades. Play just about any position. Last year, the only positions he didn't play were pitch, catch, and first base. Play all the outfield spots and around the infield. The first pitch is low for a ball. Terrell grounded out to Mankowski his first time up. Roberts ready as a pitch from Dave. Swung on a fly ball to right field. Backing up is Ogilvie. Still backing up. He reaches, makes the catch. Benji was playing in pretty shallow on Terrell, who's not a power hitter and a right-hand batter. And we had to go back quite a ways to haul that in. Two down in the fourth inning. That'll bring up Glenn Borgman, who has the two RBIs for Minnesota in this game. On a pop double in the second inning that fell between three Tiger fielders. Tigers with 8 hits, the Twins with 3. Mr. Roberts ready, he delivers. It's popped up behind the plate. Off with the mask is May. He'll have the room, I believe, under it, and makes the catch. And that retires the Twins in order for the first time in the ball game. After 3.5 innings of play, it's Detroit 5, Minnesota 2.
You say you wouldn't mind if your car got a little better mileage?
Fill her up.
And maybe ran a little better, too?
Fill her up.
Well, here's some good advice.
Fill her up with champagne. Pull out the old, plug in the new.
You don't have to put up with a car that's running rough or wasting gas. The solution might be as simple as yanking out those old plugs and dropping in a fresh set of Champion spark plugs. Just remember, the fresher your plugs, the better your mileage and performance.
Champion.
Zahn loosening up to face the Tigers here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Zahn deserves a better fate than has befallen him thus far. Tigers have one long-distance blow. The bases empty leadoff homer in the third by Ben Ogilvie. But they've been picking up some scratch hits in this game. And on one play, the Twins made two errors behind Zahn. It'll be Phil Mankowski leading it off for the Tigers. Phil had that seven-game hitting streak snapped last night. Bounced out unassisted to first, his first time up in this game. The pitch to Mankowski, swung on, there's a drive, hit deep to right center field. Going back is Ford, it may be, it's gone! A home run into the upper deck for Phil Mankowski, his first of the major league career for Phil. Here comes Mankowski, rounding third, heading home, and he has got to be happy. His first major league home run. To correct that. That's his second major league home run. His first of this season, but he hit one during the last month of the year for the Tigers. So it's number two for his major league career, but number one this season. And the Tigers now lead it 6-2. And Dave Johnson continuing to throw in the bullpen for the Twins. Second home run for the Tigers tonight. They've both been in the upper deck in right center field. Mark Wagner, right-hand batting shortstop. The pitch to Mark, he squares and bunts foul. And Mark running it out anyway. Well, the Tigers have scored in every inning. And now lead it 6-2 here in the bottom of the fourth inning. I'm sorry to lead you astray on that homer by Mankowski. Having to check back on his record of last year, he spent 24 games in the majors. There's a called strike on Mark. Two strikes now on Wagner. And Phil hit 271 with one homer and four RBIs last year. Jeff Zahn into the motion. The left-hander delivers outside. Ball one. Graduate of the University of Michigan, Jeff Zahn, into the motion, the 1-2 pitch. There's a slow one that hangs outside. 2-2 now on Mark Wagner. Nobody out, one run in on the homer by Mankowski here in the fourth. Zahn shakes off one side, now has one he likes. The 2-2 pitch. Low and inside, ball three. Didn't find the mark with a breaking ball that time. Zahn numbers five victories so far this year. No defeats. One of the wins coming over the Tigers. There's a foul upstairs in the upper deck, the right field side. He's had two complete games, and one of them was against the Tigers in that 7-3 victory over Roberts up in Minnesota. Ready, the 3-2 pitch to Mark. He swings. There's a long drive to left field. That's going to be gone. Mark Wagner has hit a homer upstairs in left field. Back-to-back homers by Mankowski and Wagner. And it's now 7-2 Tigers. Here comes Wagner with his first home run of this season. And for Mark, that is the first of his major league career. That home run by Wagner will send a free case of Superior potato chips to the Greater Detroit Society for the Blind. Remember, Superior potato chips contain no additives or preservatives. Superior potato chips are a completely natural food. I tell you what, I'm going to have to make up one of these because of the back-to-back homers. So we'll say that the home run by Mankowski will send a free case of Superior potato chips to the Genesee County Association for Retarded Children of Flint. And remember, Superior potato chips contain no additives or preservatives. Superior potato chips are a completely natural food. It's a potato chip inning here at Tiger Stadium. Lead off back-to-back homers by Mankowski and Wagner, and we've seen the last of Jeff Zahn for the evening as he heads for the showers. And Dave Johnson, a right-hander, will take over on the mound for Minnesota. Wagner with his first of the year, Mankowski with his first of the season. Makes it 7-2 Tigers. Dave Johnson, who was just recently called up by the Twins, taking over. Johnson out of the Baltimore organization, you may recall, had a great future, many felt, when he was working at Rochester for Baltimore. Started out this year at San Jose and pitched in just in 8 games out there, strictly in relief, 1-2 and lost none, working 15 innings. The Seattle Mariners bought Johnson in September of last year and was actually the first official player on the Seattle roster. But they let him go to Minnesota after the season got underway, and he wound up at San Jose, where the Twins bought him from Seattle, and he'll be facing Ron LaFleur. So Zahn goes 4 innings, has allowed the 7 runs, 10 hits, walked none and struck out none. Here's Ron LaFleur to face Dave Johnson. High and inside for ball one. Twins have 2 Johnsons on their mound staff, Tom Johnson and Dave Johnson. Swing and a miss. 1-1 on Ron. Windup by Dave. He delivers a ground ball to short. Smalley has the big hop. The throw to first got Ron by a step and a half. There's one out here in the fourth inning. That'll bring up Tito Fuentes, who has 2 for 2, a pair of infield singles. Tito will change bats and switch to the left side against the right-hander Dave Johnson. From what I can figure out from the stats, this is Dave Johnson's first appearance as a Minnesota Twin. The windup by Johnson. He delivers a fastball in for a called strike. Mankowski and Wagner leading off this fourth inning with bases empty, home runs. The pitch to Tito. He had to skip rope that time to avoid being hit. Ooh, that was right at the laces. One strike, one on Tito. Tigers now with a total of 10 hits. The 1-1 pitch, foul to the screen. He reached outside for that one. Tito doing a little tomahawking. He's back in, waiting on Dave Johnson. Outfield swung to the left. The infield seems to be a little bit to the right side. Swing and a miss at a low inside pitch. Coletti's tagged as Borgman dropped it. So there are 2 down. Johnson has done the job coming on. And the batter now is Rusty Staub. Base is empty, nobody, and 2 away. That's the first strikeout for Minnesota pitching tonight. Wind up by Johnson. He delivers. It's a called strike. Staub is 2 for 2. He had a scratch hit in the first inning and then singled to left field as Heisel made a dive for it, couldn't come up with it cleanly, and that drove in a Tiger run. Inside to Rusty. Ball one, strike one. The Indians and Brewers now all tied up at 3-3 in the 8th inning across the lake at Cleveland. The pitch to Staub. He takes it low. 2-1. Texas in front of the White Sox. 3-1 now after 2 innings. That's Alexander for the Rangers against Knapp of the White Sox. Staub takes a strike. 2-2 on Rusty. by Johnson. The pitch swung on and missed, struck out stop. Johnson comes in and sets down three in a row to retire the side. But the Tigers, with those two homers, have barged further in front. Two runs on two hits, no errors, nobody left. After four innings of play, it's now Detroit 7, Minnesota 2. Dave Roberts has got quite a cushion to work with now. A five-run lead for the Tigers, 7-2, as the Twins come up to face the left-hander here in the fifth inning. It'll be the top of the batting order, Lyman Bostock, followed by Larry Heisel and Rod Carew. Three home runs for the Tigers tonight, all with the bases empty by Ben Ogilvie, Phil Mankowski, and Mark Wagner. Roberts trying to get his third win of the year. Looking in has the sign. Here's the pitch to Heisel. Strike called on Larry. Twins have three hits off Roberts. He delivers a little high. Roberts has retired the last six in a row. Shakes off one side, has one he likes. Here's the pitch from Roberts to Heisel, taken inside. 2-1 on Larry. Wind tonight is of no great consequence. It's blowing out toward right field. There's a drive hit to straightaway center field. LaFleur turns around, makes the catch. Well, Ron did not have to go back too far, and it's a good thing because that ball was hit right on the nose by Heisel at dead center field. Two down on line drives to the outfield. And the batter now is Rod Carew. Hitless in two trips against Roberts, Rod has taken a called third strike and fly to left. You may recall, Carew went out to throw a couple of punches at Dave up in Minnesota. There's a ground ball up the middle into center field, a base hit right through the box. Well, Carew doesn't go hitless for long. He's one for three on with a two-out single here in the fifth inning. That'll bring up Dan Ford, 0 for 2 against Dave tonight. Ford has bounced out to short and was safe on an error by the pitcher. That's when Ford hit a ground ball to Thompson and flipped to Roberts covering the bag at first, but Dave had his foot off the bag and kept searching for it, never did find it. Over the plate but low, ball one on Ford. Lamaro in the first of five games in Milwaukee, Dave Rosma goes for the Tigers. Dave going after his third win. He'll be opposed by left-hander Bill Travers. The pitch, Ford takes, it's a strike on the outside part of the plate, low and outside, a good pitch by Dave. A long series in Milwaukee coming up. Tigers will fly out around noontime tomorrow. The set, the pitch to the plate. Pop foul into the upper deck behind first. A ball and two strikes on Dan Ford. Luciano and Tito Huertas out around second base, having a little conversation while Roberts has the sign. The 1-2 pitch. Ford bounces one to short. Deep in the hole, Wagner goes to second, makes the force on Carew to retire the Twins here in the top of the fifth inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one man left. Tigers come to bat on the bottom half of the fifth. It's Detroit 7, Minnesota 2. Before the Tigers bat in the fifth inning, we'll pause for station identification. This is the Detroit Tiger Baseball Network.
Jimmy Lawrence provides mid-morning merriment and involvement. It's a tradition you've come to expect from the Goodwill station, WJR Detroit, Radio 76.
All right, hander Dave Johnson ready to go in his second inning of work against the Tigers. Mustachioed right-hander who hails from Abilene, Texas. couple of springs ago, there was the comment that Johnson was perhaps the best-looking pitcher in spring training for Baltimore, and yet he got shipped out to begin the season. Kind of disgruntled in the Baltimore organization, felt that he had not really gotten the opportunity he should have. Here's Ben Oakley to lead it off. He swings. There's a drive to right field. Going back is Ford. He makes the catch just in front of the warning track. A line drive, a low liner to right field as Oakley is out swinging at the first pitch. Oakley had gone up 2-for-2 with a single and a home run. His single driving and a run in the first inning. Here's Steve Kemp, who has an RBI on an infield single in the first inning. He flied to left his last time up. Tigers with three runs in the first inning, one in the second, one in the third, and two in the fourth. The last three runs have come by way of bases empty homers. Inside, Kemp had to skip out of the way of that one. Up by Johnson, the pitch to Kemp, swung on, a high fly ball to right field. That should be caught. Ford circles around, he's under it now, and makes the catch. Two outs in the Tiger fifth inning. The base is empty, and the batter will be Jason Thompson. Well, Jason has an RBI. He's 1-for-2. He got his run batted in on the ground ball force out in the first inning. Tigers scratched out three runs off starter Jeff Zahn in that first inning. Soft liner into the outfield by Oakley. The other three hits were infield scratch hits. They all paid off with three runs for Detroit. Breaking ball inside to Jason. Ball one. Here's the windup. And the pitch to Thompson. It's high and outside. Tiger Farm Clubs in the Southern League and Florida State League came through with victories last night. Inside to Jason. 3-0 on Thompson. Evansville had the day off. Montgomery off to a great start under Eddie Brinkman. Defeated Charlotte 7-1. Steve Trella with a four-hit shutout. That was hardly a shutout if they allowed a run. That's what it said. Pitches outside. Thompson gets a walk. The first base on balls the Tigers have received in this game. Thompson at first, two down. The batter is Milt May. Lakeland got a four-hitter from Ralph Troil in beating Tampa 1-0. Fifth straight win for the Lakeland Tigers. They're only a half game out of first place in that division to the Florida State League. In 1 minute. The American Association, I'll pass along. There's a called strike on Milt. May is hitless in two trips. He's one of the two Tiger starters in the game that have gone hitless, Ron LaFleur being the other. Thompson at first, two down. The stretch by Johnson, the pitch to the plate. Swung on and fouled away. Whether this was the opener of a doubleheader or what, but it came in early this evening from Denver. The Denver club beating Evansville 6-5 in 10 innings. Tigers had Glenn Taylor and Harris on the mound in that game. Throw to first, Thompson gets back. One game this afternoon in the American League. Oakland beat Boston 3-1. Another snap to first base. The ball gets by Carew, but Thompson starts to go and then holds at first. Carew had a little trouble getting to the ball. He had to kind of block Bill Kunkel out of the way. But the ball didn't squirt very far behind the bag. And Jason thought the better of going. Tigers in front 7-2 here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Thompson at first, two down. Two strikes on May, the pitch. Wide for a ball. Johnson, glancing at first, delivers the plate. Popped up behind the plate. Borgman flips the mask away, may have the room, he does. And he makes the catch, but he had trouble following that ball. Had to pivot just at the last moment to grab it. So the Tigers have retired in the fifth inning. No runs, no hits, a walk, no errors. One left after five innings. Detroit 7, Minnesota 2.
Getting oil out of the ground is one thing. Turning it into something people can use is another. It takes a lot of people with different skills and different talents to get that job done. We got people together we thought could do it better. And we called the company Marathon.
From the driller in Alaska to the roundabout in Texas, from the driver in Atlanta to the welder in Wyoming.
When we found oil, we could have left the rest of the jobs to somebody else. But we had this idea that we could do it better. So we got people together who thought the same way we did.
We got together to do it better. We need Marathon.
Marathon Oil Company. We got together to do it better.
Interesting points of call, great in-flight entertainment, frequent information updates, all a part of Night Flight 76. I'm Jay Roberts, inviting you to join me at 11:30 on Radio 76.
This game is being brought to you by Labatt's, brewed in Canada since 1828. By Detroit Chrysler Plymouth dealers, see all their 77 models. By Marathon Oil Company, people who've got together to do it better. By Champion Spark Plug Company, the fresher your plugs, the better your mileage. By City National Bank, the bank that really wants your business. By Sears, where America shops. And by the Detroit News, offering you the Detroit News Real Cheap Classifieds. Now, more Tiger baseball action with Ernie Harwell and Paul Carey.
Out of claws as he circles the skin of the infield with his brush. Like rockets out there. 7-2, Tigers lead the Twins. The top of the sixth inning, Craig Cusick leads off, takes a fastball high for ball one. I enjoyed Dave Roberts' TV show. Finally got a chance to tune it in last Sunday. Pitch from Dave, swung on. Oh, he checked apparently in time, and late umpire Bill Heller has ruled it a ball. Cusick. Now Roberts was just about to go to throw and he shook it off. Now delivers low for ball three. Dave has had pretty good control here tonight. He has not walked a man. But he's gone 3-0 on the leadoff man Cusick in the sixth inning. Here's the pitch. Called strike on Craig. Roberts comes right back, ground ball to third. Mankowski gloves it to his left, throws to first, and Cusick is out. That'll bring up Bob Randall. Randall forced to share the second base duties this year with a young rookie, Rob Wilfong. But the Tigers have started two left-handers in this series, so Wilfong has not started. There's the pitch to Randall. He takes a strike. Bob played both baseball and basketball at Kansas State University. A one strike delivery. Ground ball to the right side. Thompson down for it. Has it. He'll race to the bag and make the play unassisted on Randall. Roberts was getting there too, but Thompson felt the better of it. Decided to hang on and get there first himself. Well, there are two down, nobody on. That'll bring up switch hitting Roy Smalling. He's really Roy Smalling the third. End of the motion, Roberts, the pitch to Roy. He takes low for ball one. Smalling is 1-for-2 off Dave. He's single to right. His first time up in the second inning. second hit as a right-hand batter this year. There's a fly ball lifted to short left field to Kemp coming in, still coming in. He's under it now, makes the catch, and the Twins go down 1-2-3 in the top of the sixth inning after 5.5 innings. Detroit 7, Minnesota 2.
Hi, I'm Ernie Harwell, and I'm here with a couple of competitors in the Chrysler Plymouth Dealers Honorary Tiger Bat Boy Contest. Paul, how does this thing work?
Well, any boy or girl between 8 and 14 can sign up at any participating Chrysler Plymouth dealer.
Provided they're accompanied by a licensed driver 18 or older.
That's right. And there's no obligation for signing up.
Then 22 Bat Boys will be picked on June the 2nd. Right, Katie?
Right. 22 winners. One from each Chrysler Plymouth dealer.
And everyone who signs up gets a free Tiger Iron On patch.
Great. Well, that about does it. So, kids, grab your parents and stop into any participating Chrysler Plymouth dealer between April 18th and May 27th. And sign up for the Tiger Bat Boy Contest. Thank you, Katie and Paul. And this is...
Oh, there's one more thing.
Yes, Katie?
Shouldn't that be Bat Person?
Well, anyway, see your participating Greater Detroit Chrysler Plymouth dealer soon.
Coming to bat here in the bottom of the sixth inning with a five-run lead over Minnesota, 7-2. The Tigers jumped in front with three runs in the first inning. And four scratch hits off starter Jeff Zahn. They scored the three runs, added a run in the second inning. It was an unearned run. Had a couple of singles after two were out. Made two errors on the same play on a ground ball by Ron LaFleur. Set up a Tiger run. Rusty stopped, singled it in. And then Ben Ogilvie led off the third with a home run. And in the fourth inning, Phil Mankowski led it off with a home run. He was followed by Mark Wagner, who hit a home run. And that ended the stay of Jeff Zahn on the mound. Dave Johnson took over. And Johnson's done an excellent job. He has not allowed a hit. He's walked one man in two innings of work. Here's Phil Mankowski, who led off that fourth with a home run, leading off the sixth. The pitch to Phil. Inside for the fastball, ball one. Right-hander delivers, swung on and missed. One and one on Mankowski. Steve Grillick beginning to throw now in the Tiger bullpen. The pitch from Johnson. He checks, but it's on the corner for a strike. Very little breeze at all here at the stadium tonight. Stronger earlier in the evening. A 1-2 count on Mankowski. The pitch is swung on and popped in the air into short center field. Coming in is Bostock. Still running. He makes the catch. Good running catch by Lyman Bostock. One down in the bottom of the sixth inning. That'll bring up Mark Wagner, who homered his last time up, his first major league home run, and he got it good. Hit it into the upper deck in left field. Well, the Tigers have not been able to touch Dave Johnson yet. His windup, the pitch. Curve is in for a called strike. Johnson had an excellent season last year at Rochester in AAA ball. Outside, 1-1. In 36 games, all as a relief pitcher, he won 11 and lost 5, and an earned run average of 2.81. Curve breaks outside, 2-1 on Wagner. One out, bases empty here in the Tigers' sixth inning. Now the windup, the pitch. Strike. Wagner looking. Not a hit by Johnson. A 2-2 pitch. It's low. Ball three. Well, there's an hour's time difference for those games in Milwaukee beginning tomorrow night. Ernie's pregame program tomorrow night will begin at 8:15 Michigan time. A pitch to Mark. He swings a bouncer through the box in near the bag at second. Smalley gobbles it up over to first. He got him. So there are two out in the sixth inning for Detroit. Well, that'll bring up Ron LaFleur. Ron, one of the two Tiger starters without a hit in this game, has bounced out to third, was safe on an error by Smalley, and then grounded out to short. Now Johnson ready. Here's the windup. The pitch. Strike on Ron. Tiger RBI spread among six players here this evening. They lead it 7-2. Foul to the screen. Staub has one, Ogilvie two, Kemp one, Thompson one, Mankowski and Wagner one apiece. Johnson became a relief pitcher exclusively in the 1972 season. He delivers, swung on and missed. He fooled him badly. Ron reaching out for that one. He goes down on strikes, and the Tigers are retired in the sixth inning in order. After six innings of play, it's Detroit 7, Minnesota 2.
Now, from City National Bank, new subordinated notes that make it possible for Michigan residents to earn a steady 9% interest per year for the seven-year life of the notes. These notes are available for as little as $500 and in increments of $100 above that. The 9% interest will be paid quarterly by check or by deposit to a CMB savings or checking account. The offer for the sale of these notes is made only by the offering circular. The notes are not deposits and are not insured by the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation or any government agency and are subordinate to the claims of depositors and other creditors of the bank. For complete details on subordinated notes and how you can earn a steady 9% interest per year for the seven-year life of the notes, visit any CNB office or call 961-2211. 961-2211. City National Bank.
Getting it together in the morning. To use the vernacular, that's what we do mornings here on WJR. I'm doing my job. I'm J.P. McCarthy. Join me from 6 to 10.
We're ready to go in the seventh inning here at Tiger Stadium. Back for the play-by-play, Ernie Harwell.
Thank you, Paul. Here's Jerry Terrell. Now, Roberts has got a 7-2 lead over the Twins and delivers a strike call right across the plate. Terrell has been up twice. He's bounced to third and fly to right. He'll be followed by Borgman, and then it'll be the top of the batting order, Lyman Bostock. Now the windup by Dave. The pitch is a ball outside. A 1-1, the count on the right-hand hitting infielder. Well, that Pittsburgh-Atlanta game gone to the eighth inning, and Pittsburgh still leading the Braves. It's 2-1 with the Braves batting in the eighth. Terrell takes a strike at the inside corner above the knees. 1-2. Borgman waits on deck. Well, the Tigers scored earlier. They got three in the first, one in the second, one in the third, and two in the fourth. The Twins got their two runs on a fly ball double in the second. As a chopper hit the third, Mankowski has it at the corner, throw to Thompson in the dirt. He can't hold it, and Terrell is safe at first base. Well, we've got a former big league pitcher here with us, fellow that pitched for the Tigers, Mr. Art Haldeman. Art, have you had a good time out here at the ball game tonight?
Ernie, it's very enlightening. It's a real pleasure being out here and taking a look at the fellas. I got to apologize. I haven't been out as much as I should be. I do love the game, as you know, and been playing it. I'm looking at this ball club, and they're showing me something. They got a real fine hitting ball club. Where are the people, Ernie?
Well, they'll be out here when the weather gets a little bit warmer and we get the pennant race.
Hey, it's good enough. They got a good enough ball club, Ernie. They get a little pitch, and they're going to be tough.
I agree with you. And how about the way Ogilvie swings that bat? He swings, doesn't he?
Well, no, I'm a former pitcher, Ernie. He drove in two runs tonight. He looked beautiful at the plate, but I'm sitting looking at him in right field. I think that man's thinking about hitting right now. He better be ready out there. He gave him to an early fly ball.
Well, they did drop in on him. That's right. Now here's the pitch to Boardman, and he takes a strike. That's a 1-1 count on him.
Got
to
miss something. This kid's a better pitcher than I thought, too. He's got pretty good stuff.
Yeah.
Pitching quite well tonight. He hasn't been... You've got a ball game, he's allowed 2 runs. They really shouldn't have been scored.
Absolutely. He should have a shutout. Man on first, nobody down. The pitch to Boardman is low, 2-1. Well, you keeping busy these days?
Oh, working hard, Ernie. I'm out with some people, friends tonight, customers of mine, but it really is an enjoyable thing. I'm going to say something. This Minnesota ball club's leading the league. They're no better ball club than Detroit is. These people in Detroit better get out of here. I'll tell you something. They got a ball club, little pitching. They're going to be tough.
There's a runner going. There's a fly ball hit the left center field. The floor coming over. He's there, makes the catch, and headed back to first now is Jerry Terrell. The throw won't be there in time. He gets back safely. All right, Hadleman, thanks for coming by, and good luck to you.
Thank you, Ernie. They're not that far from it. These people better get with these people because they're a good ball club, and I tell you, a little bit of pitching, a little bit of luck. Everybody stay healthy, they're going to be tough. And they'll be looking for seats. They'll be trying to get them rather than taking their choice of what they want.
That's great. Come out and see us often, will you? Good to see you again. Art's looking just as good as he did when he used to pitch. Well, here's Bostock at the plate. Now, he's had a double for three. The Twins have a man on and the man out in the seventh inning. Roberts has scattered 4 twin hits. Bostock, the left-hand batter waiting, and the pitch on the way. Swung on a bounding ball to Fuentes. He has it over to Wagner. One relay to Thompson. Double play. And the side retired. So it's no runs on no hits, one error, and nobody left. We go to the last half of the seventh inning. The Tigers 7 and the Twins 2.
And Sears has a great idea for your children's backyard fun this summer. Sears Big T Exercise Gym. It's a physical fitness gym with hand rings, trapeze, swing, horizontal and vertical ladder, even a rope to climb. The Big T Exercise Gym at most large Sears stores. Easy to put together and the price is easy to take. Only $48.99 for months of backyard fun. Sears knows, too, that summertime means you'll be doing loads and loads of laundry in your home. So right now, there's a special savings on Sears heavy-duty laundry detergent. Buy 3 15-pound boxes for only $17.97, and you get the fourth box free. That's right, you get the fourth box free. But hurry, the sale ends May 28th at Sears, where America shops.
Sears, where America shops.
Tigers still lead them in the last half of the seventh inning. 7 runs, 10 hits, and 4 errors for Detroit. The Twins have 2-4-2. And Davey Johnson on the mound for the Twins. He'll be pitching to Tito Fuentes to start off the seventh inning, and then Staub, and then Ogilvy. Tigers got 3 in the opening inning, a single by Fuentes, a single by Staub, a single by Ogilvy, and a single by Kemp, and then the fourth out by Thompson. They got another one in the second inning with 2 out, LaFleur safe on an error at second base, and then came home on a single by Rusty Staub. The Tigers added a run in the third inning on a home run by Ogilvy. Got 2 more on back-to-back homers in the fourth inning by Mankowski and Wagner. And the Twins score their only 2 in the second. Randall was safe on an error. Smalley singled, and then with 2 out, Borgman dropped a little pop fly that fell in among LaFleur, Fuentes, and Ogilvy for a double to score those 2. Fuentes fouls it away. It's upstairs and then down below at the tarp, rolled and out of play. Strike 1 on Tito. Zahn started for the Minnesota Twins. Johnson relieved him in the fourth inning. All the 7 Tiger runs and all the 10 Tiger hits were recorded off Zahn. Johnson has allowed only 1 runner. That was the 2-out walk to Thompson in the fifth inning. He set everybody down in order except for that. There's a fly ball to short right field. Ford goes back, now comes into his right, has it, and there's 1 away. That'll bring up Rusty Staub with a couple of singles and a strikeout. Tigers lead 7-2 over the division-leading Twins. Outfield around to right, a little bit unrusted. The infield back on the right, up slightly on the left side. Johnson fires, and the right-hander gets a strike over. That was a letter-high fastball on left-hand batting Rusty Staub. Well, Cleveland hung on and beat Milwaukee tonight, 4-3. 7,893 is the paid attendance here this evening at Tiger Stadium. Staub takes the ball low. That'll make it 1-1 on him. Joshua had a home run for Milwaukee, and Garland is the winner. Augustine takes the loss. Garland now has 1-1 and dropped four. Here's a curve in too close on Staub, 2-1. On that final again, Cleveland beat Milwaukee 4-3. Texas leads Chicago 3-2 in the fifth inning. And today, Oakland whipped the Boston 3-1. Johnson fires, bounding ball foul, down past first base, 2-2. Davey Johnson, one-time Baltimore property. Not to be confused with the second baseman of the same name. Staub waits on a 2-2 serve now from the right-hander. Tigers lead him 7-2, seventh inning. The wind-up, the pitch, swung on a bounding ball, a high hopper hit to deep second base. Randall backs up, has it, throw to first, he got him. We have really seen a lot of high-hopping ground balls in this series. In fact, during the whole homestay, and especially tonight. Here's Ogilvy with a single and a home run and a fly to right. That was the sixth home run of the year for Ben. One of the three Tiger home runs. The other two by Mankowski and Wagner. And he looks at a breaking pitch in for a strike. Johnson goes into action, and the pitch is a ball outside. Well, Lakeland beat Tampa tonight. That's another win for Lakeland. They're hot, 7-3. Chris the winner, and Baldy the loser. 7-3, Lakeland wins it. There's a fly ball deep center straight away. Going back is Bostock, still going. And this one is off the wall. Ben's rounding second, heading for third. He's got three. He's coming around third, and he holds on as the throw comes in on one hop to Borgman. That one hit in deep right center field, past the 415-foot marker, off the railing there at the barrier. Bostock turned and just kept on running. Didn't miss the home run target by very much.
That's one we should have had the binoculars on, because it was so far away from us and from the plate that you really couldn't see where it did hit. I thought for a second that it might have hit in the seats and bounced back out over the fence. But Ron Luciano, running out to center field, waved no, that it's a ball in play.
That was a long blow and a three-bagger by Ben Ogilvy. Here's Kemp at the plate. That's the first hit allowed by the relief pitcher Dave Johnson. Steve Gurley listening in the Tiger bullpen at the moment. Tigers lead it 7-2, seventh inning. Two out, the infield back. The pitch is a fastball in the inside corner at the knees. Strike one. Ogilvy made it fairly easily into third base, but was held up there by the coach Hatfield. Now Johnson ready again, winds and pitches. It's a strike, same spot, inside corner at the knees.
Some of the fans, in fact, felt that he should have been waved in. They wanted to see him try for an inside the Parker.
Would have been an interesting play at the plate, probably. The windup, Kemp waits, here it comes. He takes a strike, struck him out. Call third strike, and Steven is mad. He throws his helmet. He throws his bat away, turns and says something to Mr. Hallard, walks on out to left field. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one man left. That at the end of seven, it's the Tigers seven, the Twins two.
Hi, I'm Ernie Harwell, and I'm here with a
couple of competitors in the Chrysler Plymouth Dealers Honorary Tiger Bat Boy Contest. Paul, how does this thing work?
Well, any boy or girl between 8 and 14 can sign up at any participating Chrysler Plymouth dealer.
Provided they're accompanied by a licensed driver 18 or older.
That's right. And there's no obligation for signing up.
Then 22 Bat Boys will be picked on June the 2nd. Right, Katie?
Right, 22 winners. One from each Chrysler Plymouth dealer.
And everyone who signs up gets a free Tiger Iron-On patch.
Great. Well, that about does it. So kids, grab your parents and stop into any participating Chrysler Plymouth dealer between April 18th and May 27th. And sign up for the Tiger Bat Boy Contest. Thank you, Katie and Paul. And this is...
And there's one more thing.
Yes, Katie?
Shouldn't that be that person?
Well, anyway, see your participating Greater Detroit Chrysler Plymouth dealer soon.
Town and Country is the Radio 76 audio magazine that provides the information you need when you need it most, mornings from 5 to 6, here on the Goodwill Station.
That's Paul, cessation identification. This is the Detroit Tiger Baseball Network.
J.P. McCarthy knows your needs on a Michigan morning and delivers. It's quality you've come to expect from Radio 76, WJR, Detroit.
Leading it off for the Twins, he takes a high curve, ball one. The Tigers in the lead over Minnesota, 7-2 in the eighth inning. Heisel is fly to right, safe on the mirror by Thompson and fly to center. Right-hand batter takes the ball that hits the outside corner, and the count on him, 1-1. Well, Pittsburgh beats Atlanta again, 2-1. That's 11 in a row in the win column for the Pirates. And 17 straight now that the Braves have suffered a loss. Here's a foul lifted out of play back on the screen. Candelaria, the winner, he's 4-0. Negro, who has won none and lost six, takes a loss. And Ted Turner, the owner, was supposed to be managing that team this evening in Pittsburgh. Demoted his manager, Bristol, to a scouting post and took over the managerial reins himself. Swing and a miss, struck him out. Heisel goes down swinging on a high hard one. That's the fourth strikeout for Roberts and the first one he's racked up since the third inning. Now, Rod Carew, with the one hit and three chips, steps in. Roberts has scattered four twin hits. Smalley, Borgman, Bostock, and Carew, one apiece. Rod looks at the ball low, ball one. He'll be followed by Ford. Houston leads the Cubs 7-0 in the fourth inning. Montreal still ahead of the Dodgers 1-0 there in the sixth. There's a foul out of play on a check swing by Carew, 1-1 on Rodney. The Twins head home for a short home stay, and then they'll go on the road again. Go to California, Seattle, and Boston. Tigers open their road trip tomorrow night in Milwaukee. We hope you'll be on with us. Here's the pitch. He takes the ball high. Two balls, one strike. The count on Carew in the eighth inning. Tigers ahead by 5-7-2 over the Twins. Foucault beginning to throw again in the Tiger bullpen. Tigers have 11 hits so far. The Twins have four. Roberts pitches. It's a wide curve, 3-1. Dave wants another ball. Some pitches, I like a ball that feels smaller than others. There is a little divergence. All balls are not alike. They're hand sewn, and that makes a difference. There's not a whole lot of difference. Here's a pitch. Swung on a bounding ball at the second. Nice hop for Fuentes. Throw to Thompson. Carew's out. Two up and two away in the twin eighth inning, and Dan Ford will be the batter. Ford has bounced to short. He was safe on Roberts' error when he hit a ball to Thompson, and Roberts missed the bag at first. Then in the fifth inning, his last time at bat, he bounced out on a force to shortstop. Ford taking his time about stepping in there to face Roberts. Well, Chicago and Texas are now tied. They're 3-3 at the end of five. There's a low pitch. It's outside for a ball. Cusick is waiting at the on-deck circle. Swing and a miss. The ball tipped to the mid of May, 1-1. Swung his helmet off. He swung with such force. They count on him with two down to the eighth inning. Tigers ahead 7-2. Roberts pitches. Here's a ball in close. It almost hit him. Two balls, one strike on board. Twins, two runs came on a two-out fly ball double that dropped in. LaFleur, Fuentes, and Ogilvie could not make up their minds who was going to take it. It fell in for the run-producing double. There's a ball in too close. 3-1. Fuentes moves over toward second base and a little deeper from his second base post. Here's the motion by Roberts in the pitch. He swings and didn't get it. Tried to hold up. He went across. Two strikes. Full count on board. He uses a black bat. We're seeing a lot more of those black bats than we used to. Some of them are two-toned. Here's the 3-2 delivery by Roberts, and it is a foul ball out of play over in the seats. Used to be a lot of talk about holding the trademark up, you know, the Louisville slugger, the Adirondack trademark. But the bat wouldn't break if you held the trademark up. Hank Aaron came up one time. I think Barra in the All-Star game said that trademark's not up. And Henry said, look, I didn't come up here to read. I came up here to hit. 3-2 pitch. Here it comes. He swings as a drive to right. Ogilvie there. He's got it. Right to the glove of Ben Ogilvie. And they are down 1-2-3. Here come the Tigers to bat in the eighth inning. And it's Detroit 7, the Twins 2.
From the pipeline in Wyoming to the oil well. Down in Texas, off the shore in Louisiana, to right back home in Finley.
Getting oil out of the ground is one thing. Turning it into something people can use is another. We got people together we thought could do it better, and we called the company Marathon.
From the waters of Alaska to the research lab in Denver.
Have two runs, four hits, and two errors. We're in the eighth inning at Tiger Stadium in the final game of this homestay. Tomorrow night, the Tigers will be at the County Stadium in Milwaukee. We hope you'll join us. It'll be young Dave Rosma against Bill Travers, a night game. And on Friday night, Vern Rule against Barry Court. It's a five-game series over there, and Arroyo will get a starting assignment, his first, on Saturday. And then a doubleheader Sunday, we'll see Bob Sykes, and then Roberts will come back in the second game. Here's Jason Thompson to lead it off. Well, the Dodgers broke out with five runs. They've taken the lead away from Montreal, 5-1 at the end of seven at Montreal. Jason with a single in the walk. He's one for two. He's hit it a force out his first time at bat. And he looks at a strike called. It'll be Thompson, May, and then Mankowski. Against Dave Johnson, who relieved Jeff Zahn in the fourth inning. Fastball moved him back. That was in close on him. Baltimore, California. They'll be starting soon out there. Johnson has his sign. Pitches. There's a bounding ball. Deep second. Backing up is Randall. Has it. Throw to first to Carew. He's out. One up and one away. Here comes May, who has seen his average shrink a little bit after getting off to a great start. Baby started this game hitting 288, and he's 0 for 3. He's bounced to first, hit into a double play to second, and fouled to the catcher. Wind up, and Dave Johnson delivers to Dave May. It's in close for ball. Almost hit him down around the ankles. Oh, I'm sorry, Milt May. Dave Johnson and Milt May. 7-2, the Tigers in the lead. There's a fly ball, deep right field. It may be, it is out of here. A home run in the upper deck for Milt May. Number two, and it is the fourth Tiger home run this evening. The bats are booming at Tiger Stadium. 8-2, the Bengals lead it, and May's home run sends a free case of Superior potato chips to Haviland's Rest Home. Remember, Superior potato chips contain no additives or preservatives. Superior potato chips are a completely natural food. Well, here's another man who had a home run, Mankowski. He hit one in the second time at bat. He's had one for three. His first home run this year, the second of his major league career. Swing and a miss by Phil. Been the bottom part of the batting order that's produced most of those home runs. May, Mankowski, and Wagner, the bottom three, and the other one belongs to the cleanup hitter, Ogilvy. There's a bounding ball foul off the bat of Mankowski. Eighth inning, the Tigers have a six-run lead. Cut and a miss on a fastball, and he struck him out. Now Phil goes down swinging. That's the fourth strikeout for Johnson. Two down, and here's Wagner, hit the first home run of his major league career, his second time up. The other two trips, he bounced to shortstop. IXL Glass, the 1976 Grant Fort Woods Babe Ruth defending champions, at the ball game today, and they're seeing some lusty Tiger hitting. There's a curve over from Dave Johnson for a strike. Mark Wagner at the plate. The Tigers now have 8 runs on 12 hits. The Twins have 2 runs on 4 hits. It's a wide one, and he checked his swing. One and one to count on Mark. All the four Tiger home runs have come with the bases empty. Wagner chops one on the ground, deep short. Smalley way back, long throw to first. He's out. It was close. A bang-bang play. He's nipped at first base. The Tigers in the eighth. One run, one hit, no errors. And nobody left on base. We go to the ninth inning. It is Detroit 8 and the Twins 2.
WJR presents the news when you need it most. Every hour on Radio 76.
Dave White, WJR News.
I'm Bill Nordstrom, WJR News.
I object basically to the bonding because it's a idea of spend now and pay later.
Tim Martin, WJR News.
Jennifer Moore, WJR News.
Hard evidence that their position or the allegation regarding another interpretation of their death is indeed fact.
Tom Campbell, WJR News.
Rod Hanson, WJR News.
I think that
from Studio B, Angie Ratledge, Hugh Downs, Dr. Joyce Brothers, they're all here with me every morning from 10 to noon. Me? I'm Jimmy Lantz. Join me on Radio 76.
ready to go to work in the ninth inning. He's got a lead of 8-2 over the Minnesota Twins. Well, we'd like to tell you about a birthday. Mrs. Agnes Haggerty of Detroit in the Bertha Fisher home, celebrating birthday number 97, longtime Tiger fan. Our congratulations. Kusick, the batter, swings and misses on the first offering in the ninth inning. Twins have 2 runs on 4 hits, 2 errors. Tigers 8 runs, 12 hits, and they've made 4 errors. Here's a ball in close, 1-1, the count on Craig Kusick. He struck out twice and bounced to Mankowski at third. Roberts' next pitch is low and outside, 2-1, the count on him. Paul Carey will have all the scores on the scoreboard show when the game's over, so be sure to stay tuned. Kusick takes the ball outside, 3-1. Cincinnati leading the Cardinals 4-1 there in the fifth inning. That one in St. Louis. Now Roberts winds and pitches. Kusick takes a half cut. It's ruled a ball. And he gets the base on balls. That'll be the first walk of Dave Roberts. Bob Randall, safe from an error, hit into a force out, bounced to first base. He's hit the ball to the ground 3 times. He'll be batting now against Roberts, the Tiger left-hander. Trying to join us tomorrow night. We'll be in Milwaukee. What time do we get on tomorrow? We've got a time change over there.
Yeah, you'll be on at 8:15 Michigan time.
8:15 in Michigan. Here's a bounding ball wide at first. Glove by Thompson. He goes to second to Wagner for one. That's all they'll get. Roberts coming over to cover first, but there's no relay. Mark held the ball. He didn't have a chance for the batter at first base. Oh, it'll be a simple force. The first baseman of the shortstop covering the bag at second. One on, one away, and here comes Mr. Roy Smalley to the bat. He had a single in the second. He flied out the next 2 times to center and to left. Switch batter, batting right-handed. Foucault is working in the Tiger bullpen. Smalley takes outside ball one. San Diego leading the Mets in that second game, trying to win a doubleheader for the Mets. It is 4-1 in the seventh inning. Line shot foul down past third. Bouncing around into the Tiger bullpen. Pittsburgh keeps on rolling. They won their 11th straight tonight, beating Atlanta. The Braves suffering their 17th straight defeat. Pittsburgh leading their division by 2.5 games when the day started. Atlanta is now 8 wins and 22 losses. Next pitch, low to Smalley, 2-1 to count on him. Roberts to the set, delivers. Smalley looks at a strike. That one right over the plate. Above the knees, 2-2 the count on Roy. Randall at first base. They're not paying any attention to him. The Tigers have a 6-run lead right now, 8-2 in the ninth. Bounding ball chopped towards short. Wagner grabs it. Here's the throw to first. He got him. On to second. Goes Randall. Smalley is out. A tough play that set high hopper again that he has to charge and play on that great big hop. You let it take another one, it's too late. Here's Jerry Terrell. Bounced to third, fly to right, and safe on the error by Mankowski, who threw low to first base. 4 hits off Roberts. Tiger left-hander kicks and deals. Here's a pop-up foul. Here comes May over near the seats. May be out of play. Yep, it's about 2 rows out of his reach. Halfway between home and first.
Minnesota got a double from the leadoff man Bostock in the first inning. He was left at third when Carew struck out for the second out, and then Ford bounced out the end of the inning. And then the Twins got their two runs in the second on an error by Wagner, a single by Small. They went two out. Borgman dropped the double out among LaFleur, Fuentes, and Ogilvie to get those two runs in. They've had one hit since then. A single by Carew with two out of the fifth inning. Now the strike one delivery. Swung on a bounding ball up the middle. It'll hit the bag. It's going to center field. We'll get the run in. Roberts didn't quite get to that ball. His follow through took him away. And the ball went right through the spot he had vacated for an RBI single to make it 8-3. Well, the Twins get their third run on the first hit by Terrell. And here's Borgman, who knocked in the other two runs. His double in the second inning, and then he fouled to the catcher and hit a fly ball to center field. The fifth hit for Minnesota. Borgman looks for the ball outside, fastball wide. Chicago and Texas are tied there in the eighth inning, 3-3 down there in Texas. Now Roberts checks his sign with Milt May, and the pitch is outside 2-0, the fastball. David trying to get that final man here. Terrell at first. Two down, set the pitch. It's a curve over. Eight runs and 12 hits for the joint. Twins, three runs and five hits. Set the pitch. He swings as a fly ball to right. Ogilvie should get this one. He's there. Has it, and the game's over. The Tigers win it. In the ninth inning for the Twins, one run on one hit in the walk. No errors. One man left. And the final score tonight at Tiger Stadium, Detroit 8, Minnesota 3.
You're playing second base in the Labatt's baseball trivia game. Who were the only brothers to win a batting championship? Take a little time to think about it, and why not have a cool, refreshing Labatt's beer? You've just made an unassisted double play if you said the Walker brothers. Dixie Walker hit 357 for Brooklyn in 1944 to win the batting title, while brother Harry the Hat Walker hit 363 for the Philadelphia Phillies in 1947. Great baseball calls for great beer, Labatt's. Call for Labatt's, brewed in Canada since 1828. Distributed by Labatt Importers Incorporated, Buffalo, New York.
Labatt's Blue is available in selected markets throughout Michigan.
Some strong pitching by Dave Roberts did it for the Tigers tonight as they end a brief two-game losing streak and end a four-game winning streak for the Minnesota Twins. The Tigers coming out on top tonight, 8-3. Bases empty, home runs by Ben Ogilvie, Bill Mankowski, Mark Wagner, and Milt May, facing a 12-hit Tiger attack off Jeff Zahn and Dave Johnson, as they pinned Zahn with his first loss of the year after five straight wins. Roberts going all the way with a nifty five-hitter to record his second straight victory and his third of the year against four defeats. The line score for Detroit, 8 runs, 12 hits, and 4 errors. For Minnesota, 3 runs, 5 hits, and 2 errors. The Twins left 6 on base. The Tigers stranded 4. The game took 2 hours and 16 minutes to play, with a crowd paid attendance of 7,893. And I'll be back to check the scoring in 1 minute.